From NPR News, this is News in Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. In the 1890s, more than 90% of African Americans lived in the South. By the mid-1950s, that percentage had plummeted almost in half. Many had moved north to escape Jim Crow segregation and find economic opportunity. Now the percentages are changing again as a more prosperous generation of black Americans returns to what's being called the new New South. We'll hear from the mayor of one of the South's most vibrant cities in a moment. But first, Tanya Ott from member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, reports on the migration southward.
So why have more than 700,000 northern-based African Americans moved to the Sun Belt over the past 10 years? Well, for starters, the weather is hot, and so is the economy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to welcome to Alabama the Honda Pilot.
Companies throughout the U.S. and from around the world are relocating to the South at a record clip, bringing with them good-paying jobs that make it easier for Alabama Governor Bob Riley to sell the region.
In 1995, there was not a single automobile being produced in the state of Alabama. Today, ladies and gentlemen, in less than 10 years, there's over 800,000 being produced. This is incredible.
African Americans have relocated to the South to work in the new manufacturing plants, open their own businesses, or pursue other professional opportunities. For musician and poet Sharif Simmons, it was the lower cost of living and a better quality of life for his 10-year-old son.
Having access to more room, you know what I mean, to breathe and just enjoy nature a lot more.
Simmons himself grew up in Ethiopia and New York City. His aunts owned Harlem's renowned Liberation Bookstore. When he announced to friends and family last year that he was moving to Birmingham, Alabama, they balked because of the city's history of racial unrest.
But, you know, we're 30, 40 years away from that now, and things are much more surprisingly progressive. You know, I mean, I've had my fair share of police harassment in New York City, unjustly, a complete victim of profiling in a predominantly black neighborhood. So, I mean, I've found that coming here and experiencing it, that there's definitely less tension around personal safety.
But there is growing concern that some elements of the Old South are resurfacing at a time when support for affirmative action is weakening nationwide and public schools continue to resegregate. Marlene Reichard is a history professor at Samford University in Birmingham.
I think there is that backlash. The South is changing rapidly, and Southerners often feel challenged or threatened by rapid change.
And there's tension within the black community itself, says Reichard's colleague Jonathan Bass. Bass works with several inner-city African-American church groups in Birmingham who feel they've been ignored by newly relocated middle-class blacks.
A lot of these African-Americans feel like they are returning to the land of their ancestors, but they're not really willing to return to the life of their ancestors, which was they were an underclass in Southern society, politically, economically.
But as more African Americans move south, their political force is being felt. Several major Southern cities, including Atlanta and Birmingham, have black mayors, and Southern states shape political politics because, as Samford political scientist Randolph Horn says, it's hard to win the White House without winning the South.
It's mathematically possible, but it's difficult too. And so for Republicans to win, they need to hold the South. And for Democrats to win, they need to break the South.
Whether the stream of black Americans heading southward results in greater political power for the Democratic Party remains to be seen. What seems clear to many is that as long as there are better jobs, safer neighborhoods, and warm weather, cities like Atlanta, Memphis, and Dallas will continue to see a steady migration of African Americans to the new New South. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham.